Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. And in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about why I think Facebook groups are pretty awesome at helping you grow your business online and how you can leverage them to help you drive more traffic to your website and sell more stuff. I'm also going to explain to you why I've decided to close a free Facebook group that I've been growing over the past couple of years, and hopefully the insight into why I've decided to close that group will help you understand if using a Facebook group is the right decision for you to spend your time and effort on to help you grow your business online. So stay tuned for those hints and tips. And also for me to dish the dirt on my decision next. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. Let's crack on with this week's episode. Hello. So let's get straight to it. Yes, I have decided to close my free Facebook group. It's called Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners. It's the name that inspired this very podcast that you're listening to. And it's a group that I've grown to over 800 members over the past couple of years. It started out life as a place where I could put my course content and have my beta testers who'd agreed to try out my course content for free to have a place where they could chat with me and get updates. And after the courses ended, I invited those testers to hang around and see if we could build a bit of a community out of the group. And very slowly, over the past 18 months, nearly 2 years now, it's a place where I would direct people to if they wanted to ask advice from me about anything to do with websites. What platform should I use? What host should I use? What's the latest news in the world of Facebook, in the world of MailChimp or whatever? And I could say, go to my free Facebook group. You can ask advice in there. And the aim was that I could get people to join the group and then they could see my advice from previous posts and save myself time in having my brains picked via DM, but also crossing fingers and hoping that it would build into a community where actually I didn't need to answer every query that came into the group. Others would answer questions. People that wanted to be naturally helpful. People were asking for recommendations. It wouldn't always come from me. It would come from others. I found that after I'd run a supercharger website 5-day challenge as well, that those pop-up Facebook groups, and I spoke about them in last week's episode, those pop-up Facebook groups end. Like, we literally remove every single person from the group at the end of the challenge. And people often ask, where do I go next? How can I keep in touch with you? And so my free Facebook group, again, was a place to send people to hang out in between challenges. It definitely felt like the right thing to do back in the very start of 2019 to build a group around my very fledgling brand, because it was a place where I could showcase my expertise, the things that I knew about websites, and also start to build relationships with people as well. I have always been very comfortable in Facebook groups, in chatting in Facebook groups. I've always really enjoyed answering questions that come up and networking in Facebook groups. One of my favorite actually is doing it for the kids, which is run by a lady called Frankie Totoro. And she's grown that group to, I think, is around 7,000 or 8,000 members. And I joined that group just after I went self-employed back in 2018. And just, it's the a gold shining example of where you want to get your free Facebook group to. as a business owner. It's a place where she doesn't have to start every conversation or answer every question. The community pop in and they know the rules. They know what to do. There's a mild bit of moderation that goes on, but people know they can go there and ask for recommendations. They can ask questions. They can celebrate their wins in there. They can go in and have a safe rant as well. And people will respond, you know. And I always really enjoyed being in that group and helping and honing my expertise and my knowledge by responding to people. And sometimes I would get the odd, hey, I'd like to work with you, let me DM you. But I was never doing that to kind of win business in someone else's Facebook group. It was always just to see if I could be a useful member. And that's because I was someone working on her own at home. And actually, it turns out that there's lots of other people working at home on their own as freelancers or, you know, business owners. And Facebook groups were just a place we could go and chat and have a natter, a real proper community. And when it's done really well, I think it looks like they're doing it for the kids group. Also, around sort of 2019 as well, at Facebook's F9 conference, they actually said outright that they would be giving or have been giving group posts priority in people's Facebook feeds. I think the world kind of cottoned onto that because Facebook groups then turned from something, you know, the odd person had to something that every single business owner was encouraged to have. And lots of groups popped up or have popped up in the past few years because the algorithm favoured group posts more than page posts. I mean, I think page posts still get viewed by just under 5% of your total page followers. Groups get far more. And of course, if you utilize some of the kind of tools that Facebook likes prioritizing in people's feeds, like live video, for example, you do live video in a group, you're going to get seen by more people. It definitely had that attraction, especially for me, thinking how could I kind of grow my audience. What I also love as well about Facebook groups is conversations and the kind of the back and forth and finding out about different people's businesses and the fact that you can post without there being ads around. It's content that you actually want to follow. You can choose whether to follow a group or not, and it's of a flavor of topic that suits you and where you're at with your business. And the nichier it is, like doing it for the kids, which is for freelancers with kids, the better, the more it relates to you. And again, Facebook knew this. They knew this. They knew that we were all about having conversations in more private spaces, like groups, that we didn't want to be annoyed by ads. You know, that we didn't want the public being able to look in to any old conversations. We wanted those conversations to be in safe spaces. Because if you don't know this, if you're listening to this thinking, I'm not even in a Facebook group, number one, go and join one immediately. As a website owner, it's going to really benefit you. What groups do is they encourage conversation and they allow people to post in safe spaces. You have to request to join. Not all groups are public groups. And you can also set up groups with learning units so that people can learn. So it seemed that at some point, every man and his dog, every woman and her cat had a Facebook group, essentially. But they don't always work. They don't always work, right? Because Facebook loves it when groups encourage conversation. And the more conversation, the more comments and interactions and likes there are, the more likely those posts are going to show up on someone's newsfeed. And so if your group isn't very busy, there's not a lot of conversation going on, Facebook's not going to favor showing your posts to people versus the post that's got 100 likes and lots of engagement and lots of chat going on in the comments. Because it doesn't want to annoy people with posts that don't have lots of engagement. And I'd say as well that the other issue that can kind of come out with some groups is that they end up looking a bit spammy because people just join to talk about their business or post about their business without having conversations. And there's quite a few issues I think that some group owners have with moderating people coming in and spamming groups. You have to encourage and push your community to engage in your Facebook group. If, as the owner of the group, it's only you posting and your group members aren't engaging with your posts, then there's something going wrong. It's not a community. It's just a different type of Facebook page that you have. Mark Zuckerberg has said that your Facebook page could be considered like the town square of your business, where everyone can come there. It's public. They can just rock up and find it, you know, without needing a map. They can just do a quick search in the search bar for your business or whatever, and they'll be able to see everything, you know, a little bit like the kind of advertising billboards in Piccadilly Circus or something like that. Whereas a group is like a living room. It's everyone sat round having intimate conversation, and that conversation is back and forth, one to the other. And there's trust. You wouldn't just let anyone into your living room. But if your Facebook group isn't very engaged and it's only you doing the talking in there, is that because you're like sat in your living room with like five people around you and you're just talking at them and you're not giving them the space to have a conversation or talk about their own thing, or your topics of conversation aren't engaging enough for them to think, this is the place I want to go and chat about this topic online? It's hard. It's hard to build a community without putting the effort in. You really have to think about, what does the community want to talk about? You need to give them topics that they'd like to engage with. And it's not about you doing that kind of town square Facebook page style of advertising at people. It's you facilitating conversations that aren't about you. So with that in mind, my aim to build my group, my Facebook group, from the sort of 100 that it started out with to over 800, was to just give away lots of content that I thought would be useful. And I would rock up every Thursday and do like a 20 minutes, half hour free training, or I would invite people to come in and have a chat with me about a topic related to running a business or working on online marketing to help you drive more traffic to your website, or about websites in general. And those sessions were super engaging. They love the free content. And I would find that every time we did a live guest session, we'd have 30 or 40 people attend live in the daytime. And then by the end of the day, we could have anything up to 200 views. That made it a really exciting place for me to test new ideas. And also it made it quite attractive for my guests to want to come in and talk to my group or have a conversation with me about their expertise. Every Monday, I would post up a post asking people to share their website so that we could critique and look at each other's websites and give support and feedback. And every Friday, I would ask my members to come in and sell themselves on a post. If they got an offer or a new product or a service that they'd like to talk about. And by putting out these three kind of key pieces of content each week, the aim was that when I wasn't there, kind of putting those discussion posts up or being around doing the free training or kind of talking to guest experts, that people would use the group as a place to ask questions. And they did, but not at the kind of rate that I was hoping for. And actually, it turns out that if people really wanted to find out more from me, they paid and came and joined my Supercharge Your Website membership group, which has its own Facebook group, much smaller. We've got 140 members in there at the moment. It's much smaller, but it is highly engaged in that group. People had seen enough free content in my 5-day challenge in that pop-up Facebook group to know that they wanted to work with me. They didn't hang out in my free Facebook group making that decision. They'd already made those decisions from other channels. I also found it was a bit of a pain moderating people that came into the group and joined it just to spam their business and share posts from their page without ever commenting on those Monday website share posts or watching any of the free training or lives or waiting for the promo post on a Friday. And that just sort of made me a bit despondent because the last thing I wanted to do was spend time deleting and blocking spammers. I wanted to have conversations and engage with people in the group. So as time has gone on, it's definitely not been a focus for me to think, how can I put more interesting free content in there? Because the reality was that people weren't paying me for my own kind of products and services and memberships on the basis of being in this particular Facebook group. I experimented and I decided to stop putting free training in there from the end of July this year. And I did notice a drop in engagement. I did notice that people were seeking me out via other channels instead. The way that you can make money from a Facebook group is by having it in conjunction with something else you're selling, right? And I'm already doing that with the Supercharger website membership. People join that membership and then they get access to the Facebook group connected with it. I'm already making money from that. So how can I possibly make money from my free Facebook group? Or by telling them to go from this free Facebook group to my challenge group, to my paid membership group? It just seemed like actually I had too many groups and I could take the free content that I was putting out in my free group and use it for podcast content instead and do the video work on Instagram and YouTube. So I've decided to reignite doing Instagram video again. And I've just recently relaunched a YouTube channel. I'll actually be doing live training on that YouTube channel from December. And everyone can access that. People don't have to join the Facebook group to see it first. And that's another issue that I noticed when I was emailing people on my list and saying, hey, I'm doing a free training in my Facebook group this week. There's some people on my list who weren't in the group. So they had to go through two hurdles of joining the group and then looking at the training. And it was just, it felt like another group that they were joining. My members, my Supercharger website members, some of them would say to me, you've got a free Facebook group. Do I need to join that as well? And the truth was, I said to them, well, actually, the paid group is much more interesting and you're going to get more engagement in here. So all the signs have pointed to me making that decision to close the free Facebook group because all of the awesome reasons why a small business owner like you should have a Facebook group, I already have with my membership group. It's such an amazing place. Every single day, there's posts about the content from the membership. There's posts from people asking for recommendations for how to drive more traffic to their website, asking for feedback on things that they've done on their website. I have carefully worked on ensuring that others have the space to answer questions that come up in the membership. Because I really do believe that if you give the space for others to make recommendations in your group, especially in a membership group, they grow with their knowledge. They build their confidence. I have people who come into the group when they first join the membership and don't know a lot about websites and how to drive traffic to their websites. And then they can see that others comment and give feedback, and it gives them the confidence to comment and give feedback. And when you do that, you boost the confidence about the knowledge you have with your own website. And we have a ton of posts. We do topics every week. There's always a new twist to the topics that we've done previously. And on the best part of the week for me in that membership group is on a Friday. We do our Friday wins, and I post up in the morning. I used to do it as a Facebook Live in the afternoons, but with my eldest starting school, I just couldn't do it anymore. But it's a post that goes up in the morning and just asks everyone to share what they've been working on in their business that week and what wins they've had. And sometimes it's not related to their business. Sometimes there's personal things. Like if a member's decided to quit their job, you know, they've shared big wins like that. Emma Honey, you heard on episode 3 of the podcast, she quit her job to go and work on her business, Stump With Love, full-time. She announced that in the Facebook group. I mean, we laugh, we cry, we celebrate each other's birthdays in there. I mean, it's everything I always wanted to have in my own Facebook group. And I have it. And so I'm looking across to my free group where the engagement's very low. You know, it's free, so there's a real balance between understanding what I can give away and what I can't. And thinking, oh, I'm not sure like I can continue giving this love. And then I've got my free Supercharger website challenge and they're not going anywhere. I'm going to be doing them again next year in 2021. And you might have heard me speaking about them on last week's episode. It's a free Facebook group that pops up for 10 days and we get hundreds of people in for 10 days to focus on their websites. And as free groups go, there is a ton of value in there. So much engagement. It's crazy. And I go live in there, seeing all these light bulbs going off above the members' heads, people leaving with like real actionable tasks that they can work on for their own websites. And again, I'm looking back to my free group thinking, yeah, why am I running this again? Because I'm already running a free group that's rocking it. So my hope for you is, as you've listened to this, is you've got the inspiration to know what you need to do to your own Facebook group to give it a boost, to get people talking in there. I mean, your Facebook group is not about you, right? As we sort of were talking about before, it's your living room, not the town square. That's what your Facebook page is about. And you've got to build trust and you've got to be consistent. And I think I was building a bit of trust in my big free Facebook group, but I certainly wasn't being consistent. And I stopped promoting it because I had other Facebook groups that were working really well for me. And it stopped being part of my marketing plan. But if you really want a Facebook group to help you build your own brand and your knowledge and expertise and your kind of product line, your service business, whatever it may be, you've got to follow those four kind of key things to make it work. You've got to build trust. And that trust can be all manner of things as to the things you talk about. You've got to be authentic and real and knowledgeable. You've got to give people a safe space where they can talk about their own stuff as well. And that's part of the trust. And that also means not opening up your group for abuse and people spamming it and making it a place where people don't want to hang around. Just like your living room, right? You wouldn't let someone just come in and start spamming in the middle of your living room. You've got to be consistent as well. And I wasn't in my big free group. I'd stopped showing up as much. I was still putting out the kind of conversation posts every Monday and Friday, but I certainly wasn't showing up in there. There were other places I was showing up, and I think the members knew that. So you've got to be consistent. You've got to either live in the group or rock up and respond to the comments as well. That's part of the consistency. You've got to promote it as well. You've got to tell people you've got a group, and you've got to use it as a place for people to go and have conversations about what you offer and how you help. And then you've got to integrate it into your marketing plan as well, into your funnel. And so for me, the way I grew my Facebook group was at the end of every challenge, I would give the link out to people and say, this is where you can keep in touch with me online. Now I just direct people to the next challenge or to my YouTube channel, but it could be part of the lead magnet funnel that you set up where you're trying to grow your email list. But at the same time, once someone's handed over their email and grabbed your lead magnet, you could then direct them to your Facebook group to carry on the conversation. But it's got to be somewhere in your funnel. You can't just say, Or here's a link to my Facebook group. You really have to push people into joining. And they will join because they have a question or an immediate need to be part of your community. And the thing that I hope has come across quite strongly in this episode, and I've mentioned it a couple of times, is that your Facebook group isn't about you. It's about your community. You have every right to rock up and sell your stuff because you are the facilitator and organizer of that group for sure. But you need to set the scene and make the space comfortable enough for people to want to come in and engage and decide, a little bit like I was talking about with the Do It For The Kids community, that this is the one-stop shop for this particular topic, niche, business, whatever it is that you've decided to set your group up about, where they'll go to go and ask questions, to go and celebrate, to go and, you know, build relationships with others. So I hope this episode has helped inspire you to either go ahead and create your own Facebook group or to not. That's totally up to you. You've got to decide if it's right for what you offer as a business owner. And if growing a community is something that you feel is a natural extension of what you offer, or it could be a group about the problem that you solve. I mean, my group is a place where we talk about websites and traffic driving, as long as it's a place where others can have a voice. And it's not just you talking at your audience, it's everyone together having a conversation. And don't forget that if it's not for you, that's totally okay as well. It's okay to close a Facebook group like I've decided to do. So I'm going to put the links to all of the amazing groups and people that I mentioned in this episode in the show notes so that you can go off and find out more about them. I'll also be putting in a link for you to find out more about the Supercharge Your Website membership. We're going to open up the membership this week for people to sign up. So if you are listening to this podcast episode before then do go and check out the link to find out more. And maybe you might end up in what I think is one of the best Facebook membership groups out there. All right. Thanks again for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.